So once again, that's Math Blasters, a fun way to learn math, a fun way to educate your children, and a great way to make friends. Math Blasters is the only way to learn education while having some fun times. Isn't that right, Jack?
That's right, Sean, and you can get Math Blasters delivered to your home for four easy payments of $19.99.
Four easy payments of $19.99? That's almost $100.
Buddy, you need Math Blasters. Just call 716-212-415140.
Don't not be a math head.
Blast it.
Hello, and welcome back to Erin on the Side of Coffee, which is a play on Erin on the Side of Caution. I'm Erin Keefe. It's 3 a.m. here in Chicago. I just woke up. Good morning, Chicago. Or maybe you're still awake. It is my morning show. I can do what I want. This actually, for those of you, if you've stumbled across the show, this started as a joke. A couple of funny boys I do a podcast with kept making jokes about how I had a morning show. I kept getting real messages asking me where to find the morning show. And now I can just send them a link. Good morning, and let's do this. Erin on the Side of Coffee. Makes a lot of sense. I'm here, as always, with Kyle, the head of my band, Kyle Stewart. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, dear. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks so much for letting us know.
It's early.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for letting the whole world and myself in Chicago know that Erin on the Side of Coffee is a play on Erin on the Side of Caution. I think
was
that's
that
just
clear to you when I first
crystal? And I think that's just a great way to go about it, is to make sure that the joke lands. You know, almost like what are those folks out on a runway with the two lights, making sure you know planes get down safely. You just gotta make sure it lands.
People at a rave.
That's it. You know. You know when you take ecstasy at a rave and then you blink your eyes and suddenly you're on a tarmac and there's a Boeing 747 bearing down on you. That's what this show is. It's a plane full of comedy bearing down on you, and you're still on a runway, but it's
Kyle,
about to take off.
I love your stories. You know, it's a Monday morning. What'd you get up to this weekend, Kyle?
Well, this weekend, what I got up to is I'm working on a new album. So what I did is I secluded myself in the Wisconsin woods with some friends. We had some drinks. We had some weed, and we wrote some lyrics for a new album. Of course, check out my band, Mudrucker and the Wolf Boys.
How's your wife and son?
We are still on the rocks, like a good bourbon. We're on the rocks, and this album is actually me trying to win back my wife. So that is actually the name of the album is Take Me Back. You know, and that's kind of a play on Aha, the Aha song, Take On Me. This is just Take Me Back.
So it's just a cover.
It's a bunch of Aha covers. It's a bunch of Aha covers. But with a little bit of a twist on it to win back your wife. And I can't stress enough, if you're out there and you have lost your wife or lost your husband or lost your partner, this album will help you win them back. Would you like to hear a quick taste of that?
Yeah, but quietly, because again, okay, it's really early, Kyle.
Okay, here we go. And one, and two. Take me back, Melissa, please take me back. I'm on my knees. I miss my son. Please send pictures of him.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah, so that's the gist of it.
Well, Kyle, that was hard to watch. But I'm here for you. And we're paying you, right? Or
I get paid in good times and smiles.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That actually is great. So, Kyle, here's my first and favorite segment of the show.
Okay.
I know you heard from your parents a lot growing up, a million times, I'm sure. Nothing good happens after 1 a.m.
But you bet your tits.
I disagree. And here are some things that happened since 1 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
All right. And I have a little rash right here in my neck. So that's one thing that happened.
Okay.
It says here that Jonathan and Kim broke up on Clark Street in Wrigleyville moments ago. Let's quickly cut to some footage of that. I think we have some footage.
Fine. Fine. Fine.
Fine. Fine.
I'll call a Lyft.
Fine.
I'm just saying I have Uber credit.
And I'm saying, do you know the owner of Uber? Is it Uber asshole?
You know they drive both.
What?
People have both apps.
Wait, let me sit down on this porch and take off one shoe and cry.
Don't, I just threw up there.
I got barf on my ass. I got barf on my ass.
That's a $50 fee if I put you in a Lyft or an Uber now, because you have barf ass.
I'm fucking your dad.
Fine, call him.
You know what? After watching that, I think they're going to make it. Kyle, what do you think?
You know what? Having lost my wife in a similar manner, I think they are destined to reunite.
Well, good luck, Jonathan and Kim. We hope you get back together. You seem actually pretty good for each other. I'm not sure how else you'll navigate a relationship. What else happened since 1 a.m.? Oh, a couple dozen rats have taken over a dentist's office in Lincoln Park.
Oh.
Oh, and they're offering free x-rays to any new patients who sign up this month. Not bad, huh?
Well, that's a pretty good deal. You know, a lot of times, rats is chefs, and rats train, you know, teach martial arts.
Oh, Ratatouille,
Ninja Turtles. And Ninja Turtles is what I said. And you don't often hear about, you know, them going into any sort of medical field. So dentist office, that's a great deal.
It seems like it was perhaps a hostile takeover. But I think they're making lemonade out of lemons here. They're really trying to grow the business, which you can respect.
And Aaron, if I'm not wrong, all their tails is tied together and they're a rat king. Is that correct?
And I feel a little bit. Sorry for judging them. That Rat King is a certified dental hygienist, so.
Okay.
Maybe think before you judge.
Certified.
All right. So, also, what else happened? What else? Over 100,000 Chicago citizens have farted in their sleep in the last hour. So, that's not nothing. That's certainly something.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ooh, and it also says here that I watched a 46-minute video about the background on Remus Lupin from Harry Potter because I couldn't sleep.
Oh, I always forget his first name is Remus.
Yeah.
I just remember him as Mr. Lupin or the Werewolf Man. And of course, as you know, my band is the Mudraker and the Wolf Boys. So we obviously took a huge inspiration from Mr. Lupin and his affinity.
Are you the Mudraker? Or are you one of the Wolf Boys?
I'm one of the Wolf Boys. And Wolf Boys is plural, but it is just me. And the Mudrakers is my 12-piece band. Now, like Mr. Lupin, we have an affinity for chocolate anytime we have a traumatic event. So I know we've had gigs canceled, and we've been very upset. And then, you know, I'll break off a little chunk of a candy bar and pass it out to the boys. And we're as right as rain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you should call your wife. Anyways, the last bit of news we have here. Turns out Math Blasters, you know that.
The infomercial?
Yeah. Turned out to be a money laundering scheme. Those two guys are monsters, turns out, taking money from kids. So that's good to know.
Very, very good to know. You know, me and my boy, we used to try and do Math Blasters. It was just a fun time. You know, it's a lot about just having fun while doing math. So sometimes the main principle is that the numbers 1 through 10, okay. Or I guess the numbers 1 through 9, or 0 through 9. There we go. The numbers 0 through 9 are replaced with, like, funny items. So instead of 1, you say banana, right? So anytime you have a 1 pop up, you just think of a banana. And then, like, the number 2, okay, is, it's like two people kissing. So if I were to say two people kissing a banana, that's 12. Or 21, I guess. Does that make sense? It's confusing.
Kyle?
It's confusing, but it's fun.
Kyle?
Yeah?
Call your wife.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second then?
Oh, you're doing it now. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Okay, let's see here. Two people kissing, banana, hangman noose, oak tree.
You know, I don't think you need to wake her up.
I was dialing the numbers. And
I know you were dialing numbers.
You threw me off.
Okay. All right, then start over.
Okay. Okay, two people kissing, banana. Hangman noose, oak tree, gorilla butt, spider back. Here, it's ringing.
Please enter an area code before making a call.
Melissa, hey, I know that you're busy being the voice for misdialed numbers, but I just got to say, I miss you so
Kyle,
much.
Kyle, don't call me at work. What are you doing? I'm at work. I'm at my job.
I didn't realize that person was live.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. That's my wife.
Don't call here again. Boom. This call has been disconnected.
Melissa, don't say that. Don't say that.
It's true. It has.
I miss you. Damn it. Damn it. Oh, back to you, Aaron.
Oh, Kyle, that did not go well. All right. So before we get to some fun guests later in the show, and trust me, we got plenty of them, let's just get this business out of the way. We're going to go to Buddy Stevens with traffic. He is up in a helicopter. Hey, Buddy, what's traffic in Chicago look like at 3 a.m.?
Hey, Aaron, thanks so much for throwing it to me. Quick correction, I am actually not up in a helicopter. We couldn't get a helicopter for the show because the show is bootstrapped on our budget. I am up on hanging out a window of a fourth-story building. It looks like from the one street that I can see, Ashland, traffic is moving pretty good. Doesn't seem to be a lot of stops on maybe, I can see maybe two and a half blocks of Ashland. I don't see any...
Excellent, buddy. And if anyone's doing like Lakeshore Drive, anyone's like, I don't know, going to work right now, what should they expect traffic wise?
I'd avoid it. I would stick to maybe this two and a half block of Ashland if you're looking to get anywhere right now, because it's pretty empty right now. Now, I can't speak for what will happen later because I do have to stick my head back inside of this window. I just asked if I could come in and use the restroom. So I am going to leave this building. I will try to get maybe a higher vantage point in a taller building a little later on in the morning.
Okay, excellent, buddy. We will throw back to you in several minutes. Can't wait to hear more about traffic at 3 a.m. in Chicago. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, that was Buddy Stevens, local pervert and one of my greatest friends. Now let's go to Kent Lewis with weather. Kent, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Aaron. Let's take a look out here. So it's mostly dark.
Oh, Kent, we were looking for more like weather and less like daylight, nighttime sort of.
Okay,
update.
Okay. It's mostly dark and there is, let's see here. There's a little bit of a chill. I'm actually on the fourth floor of a building on Ashland and it's looking a little chilly.
Can I ask
nippy.
You a question, Kent?
Yeah,
were you hanging
always.
Out with Buddy, and you guys sort of forgot you had to do this segment, and then in a scramble, you...
Absolutely.
All right, excellent. Can you do me a favor, Ken?
Yeah, what's that?
Just stick your hand out the window. Is it wet?
Well, it is now, because I broke a window with my hand. It's covered in blood.
All right, we're going to throw back to you in several minutes, Kent. Absolutely, definitely get your shit together. Thank you so much, Kent.
Thank you, Aaron. Back to you.
And that was Kent Lewis, local pervert and one of my biggest enemies. All right.
Back to me. What was that last part?
Nothing, Kent. Thank you so much. Take good care of that hand, friend.
You as well. Back to you.
Thank you. Back to me. Jesus Christ, that looked bad. Kyle, did you see his hand?
Yeah, I think I don't think there's any solving that problem. That was a tangle of nerves and bone.
Yikes, bye. Let's bring out our first guest. We're here. Let's play the Kyle. Can you play him in some fun music?
Of course. Hey there, Melissa. Don't you miss the way we kissed every day, every night we're kissing. Hey there, Melissa. Take me back, 'cause I miss you. Haven't seen my son in a dog's age. Haven't seen my son in a dog's age.
Excellent. I'm here with Hugo Taylor. He is a local Chicago-based pilot who only does red-eye flights. Hugo, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, geez.
Tonight?
Hugo.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, no, Aaron, I'm a big fan of the show.
Can I be honest, Hugo? It sort of looks like you were sleepwalking up until the moment I said your name.
No, your eyes
look huge, and you look a little bit scared that you're here.
No, I come from Scandinavian descent. That's why my eyes. Aaron, love the show. Big, huge fan of the show.
Did he just say the phrase, "That's 'cause my eyes"?
Okay, Hugo, Did you sleepwalk out here? Do you know where you are?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on Aaron with a Chance of Coffee. Thank you. And such a great honor to be on the
Hey, do you?
Hey,
you've been doing red eye flights for a long time. Are you like not adjusted to the sleep schedule? It's making me a little bit nervous that you're this tired. When you're usually up at night.
No, we just got off my last shift red eye flight for the night. So the hour that it is now I should be in bed now. I should be going to bed now. I'm a big fan of the show. I listen to the show on my when I'm landing. If in Chicago, I will listen to the show.
I feel like maybe you should be focusing on landing.
Yes, yes. Well, no, because at modern aircraft, they pretty much land themselves.
Hugo, should passengers
my name's
feel
Hugo.
Safe? Yes, in red eye flights.
Wait, are you talking to me or the boy?
Oh, there's no boy there.
My mistake. You're right. That is just whisk that away with my hands. That is gone now. Yes. You were asking?
Should passengers feel safe taking red eye flights, assuming that the pilots are wide awake and they're used to being up at night?
So the great part about my job is that there's a redundancy system. So there's a pilot, which is me, Hugo. I'm the main pilot. And then there's also the boy. And the boy watches over me and will take over the controls if I'm incapacitated. So,
okay, let's get you to bed. Hugo, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron, do you mind if I ask a question?
Sure, Kyle. What's up?
Hugo, I've never put two and two together. Why do... I'm sorry. Well, hold on.
I've done math blasters.
I was going to say, why do they call it a red eye? Is it because like you're so tired that your eyes are red?
That's such a good question. So, no, it is not because you're tired or your eyes are red. A red eye is just a perfectly natural, perfectly normal name for a flight. When you take off in a city, it's usually the last flight of the night, and you're going to land very early the next morning.
Okay.
But you're in the cabin. You don't really see what's going on. When the pilot is flying the airplane, you're familiar with an airplane. When the pilot, me, Hugo, is flying the airplane, I'll take it up into the clouds, and I will see the red eye of an angry god. I fly directly towards the red eye of the angry god, of course, guided by advice from the boy. The boy definitely is going to be helping
There's no
me with
one
that.
There. Okay.
And as I fly towards the... I'm sorry. Wisp that away with my hand. I'm so sorry. As I fly towards the red eye of the angry god, I'm hearing his whispers. I'm hearing his voice. He's pulling me towards him. And then we land and we are in Chicago, the Windy City. And the temperature in Chicago as we land is going to be 34 degrees. The cloud cover is sparse. It is very dark and I am about to go to bed.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I slipped into pilot mode again.
Well, Hugo, thank you so much for the answer about what a red eye is. And Aaron, if you don't mind, I'm going to sing a little song. This is my cover of Brown Eye, the Girl by Van Morrison. Well, it's a marvelous night for my wife back, Melissa.
Okay, please. Kyle, thank you so much. I think we saw where that was going, Kyle. Thank you. Hugo, I really do appreciate you sort of adjusting as quickly as you did to waking up on the set of a TV show. And being very confused. So,
well, when you're a red eye pilot, you are no stranger to constant blackouts and then constantly regaining consciousness in a new place, taking some orders from the boy, going back to your mission, flying into the red eye of an angry god, hearing his whispers, taking his whispers in, landing the plane. It's all part of the job.
Thank you, Hugo. You make me nervous. Hugo, everyone. Hugo Taylor.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
I'm talking to the boy.
Oh, God.
Okay, we go now.
You go.
Zorp.
Wow, we disappeared into a beam of light. Let me try that. Zorp. No, nothing on my end.
All right, let's just bring out our next guest. We have Tristan Reed here. Tristan just got off of his bartending shift a couple minutes ago. Welcome, Tristan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's it's great. Sorry, I've been yelling all day, all night. Thank you for having me, Aaron.
Thank you for staying up a little longer to come and join us. I thought maybe you could make us some fun, maybe morning cocktails.
Yeah, of course. So let's see what we have here in the setup. So this is called Arise and Shine. So what this is coffee, horchata, rum chata. I'm sorry. Coffee, rum chata, a little bit of blood, and then also some more coffee and some vodka.
Okay, hold on. I feel like I'm mishearing something. You said horchata, rum chata.
Yeah, well, rum chata is rum and horchata, and I mistakenly just called it horchata versus the rum part.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that actually sounds pretty good.
Yep. Uh-huh. And some blood and then the vodka and some more coffee. And that's called a rise and shine, and that's going to wake you up and bake you up and get you gears turning for the morning.
I don't know what made me think of this. I'm craving a Bloody Mary now. It's one of my favorite morning cocktails. Do you have a specialty Bloody Mary that you make?
Yeah, of course. So what that is we're going to take some full tomatoes. You don't juice them. Full tomatoes. Then you're going to pour in some coffee, some blood, some rum chata, some vodka, some more coffee. Mm-hmm. And there you go. That's your morning Bloody Mary.
Do you ever add a spice? Like I love a spice or a piece of bacon in there.
Yeah, every once in a while, just to mix it up or to get a little kick to it, you can add some Tabasco. You can add in some pickle juice. We'll actually give it a little bit of kick. You can add some blood, or you could also do any sort of like cinnamon, something like that, or bacon. The fat and the alcohol taste very good together.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting, but also good. One more thing. Yep. Do you have like a signature mimosa?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to take Prosecco. Orange juice, put some blood in there, and then you put some salt, preferably like a sea salt or a flake salt, like a finishing salt, and then some rum and some coffee, and that's going
to
be...
Okay, I need to say something.
Yes.
Salt with mimosa?
Yeah, it's a new
trend. Are you even a fucking bartender, dude? Come on.
I am.
Seriously.
I actually won GQ's Most Bartender Award, so...
Oh, just because you have a handlebar mustache and you look like you fucking, like, hipster nonsense $20 drinks.
Yes, my hat is my personality. This fedora speaks for itself and carries most of the weight of my personality, but my mustache does the rest.
It's definitely speaking. I don't think you would like what it's saying. It's...
Huh. Well,
get the hell off my show, please.
Back to you.
Salt with a mimosa. Fucking... Sorry, everyone, you had to hear that. I mean, I like blood in my cocktails just as much as the next gal, but I have some standards.
Aaron, if you don't mind, you seem a little thrown. Do you want me to interject with just a little bit of a song, a little taste off my album?
Absolutely, Kyle. Go ahead, but nice and quiet.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Melissa, take me back. You gotta fight the DDD for your wife, the DDD, to come back.
Okay, I'm gonna cut it off right there. I'm actually really happy
like
you said
moil.
Back.
Just I'm like really, a moil to cut it off right there. What was that, Aaron?
I'm really happy you said the word back. I didn't think that you were gonna say the word back. And that's why I got nervous and cut you off.
Oh, what did you think I was gonna say?
I thought you were just gonna end it after the word before that.
Oh. Oh, you gotta fight for your wife to come.
All right, our next guest is Troy Farmer. Troy is a college student who has a 40-page paper that's due in 3 hours. Hi, Troy. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Troy, take a seat.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Do you need me to plug your laptop in under my desk?
No, I tried plugging it in, but the battery I think might be shot because it won't turn on.
Okay, it's okay.
No.
For now, you know what? Maybe just handwrite it. I have this yellow Lego pad. Let's just handwrite your essay, and then maybe you can run to the computer lab in a couple hours, type it all out.
No, yeah. I mean, again, I still have enough time to handwrite it and type it out of the computer lab. The problem is here, Aaron, is I've been drinking coffee. I've been drinking nothing but coffee for 12 hours, and every time I pick up a pencil, I snap it in half. I don't know if it's the stress. I've tried it with pens. I tried a Sharpie. I snapped the Sharpie in half with my fingers.
Is that what's all over your hand, Troy? And I hate to be this guy.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's either Sharpie or soy sauce. I'm a college student. I've had nothing but gas station sushi.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I have the constitution of an ox. I have the stomach of a 20-year-old. I can eat whatever.
Troy, I'm not trying to be like an annoying, out-of-touch old lady here.
No, please.
Why didn't you start your essay earlier? Even just earlier tonight, even. Like, we're starting at 3 a.m., buddy.
So the thing about when you're playing Halo Online is you can't just pause the game, right? Because you'll die. And your KDR ratio is literally the only thing that matters in ranked play. So, you know, and then the next game starts and you're playing with a good group of guys and you're playing with a good group of guys and you don't want the good times to stop. Plus, I thought I had this. I thought I freaking had this.
Okay, well, Troy, I mean, it's probably not that big of a deal. Like, what percentage of your grade
think
is this?
It, think about it. How many grandmas have died this semester? You've lost three grandmas this semester.
Use math blasters.
No, I can't. I don't have time to use math blasters. It's a scam. Okay, so I can have one more grandma. I have two more grandpas.
Troy.
Grandma, grandpa, ski accident. They both died.
You can't have two grandparents die. That's too many excuses that you're ruining for later. This is probably not that big of a part of your grade. What class is this for?
This is for, this is a paper, and the class is English 106, which is paper writing, and this is my final paper, which is 90% of my grade.
Oh, fuck. Okay, fuck. What is your paper on? You know, we can help. We'll do group work. Kyle's here, I'm here. We have a traffic and a weather expert we can throw to you. What's your paper about?
So we got to, it's a paper writing class. It's a 40-page paper, 90% of your grade. We got to pick the topic of the paper.
Oh, great. What'd you pick?
I picked constitutional monarchy.
What the fuck?
I don't know why I picked that.
It could have been a personal essay, and you picked constitutional monarchy?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know a lot of monarchies that write constitutions. That's more of like a democracy or republic type of thing to do. So it's like, I think that there may be not many constitutional monarchies in existence.
Troy, we got this. All right, ready?
I've still pulled out each individual hair of my eyebrows over the course of this interview, and now I've got no eyebrows, which is another thing that I'm doing.
Hey, I did that too. I have trichotillomania. I pulled out my eyebrows every time I was writing a paper. It happens.
Stuff in Turkey.
Yes. A constitutional monarchy is a system of government in which a monarch shares power with a constitutionally organized government.
A butterfly shares power with, like, a seminar?
My God, you think monarch... We're talking about monarch butterflies here. Okay.
So, buddy, what you want to do is what Aaron just read, put that into Microsoft Word, make the font maybe like 684, and then double space it. And that's your 40 pages.
684, can you give that to me in Math Blasters terms?
Sure.
Ooh, and it can also be called a crowned democracy. Some examples are the Bahamas, Australia, Canada, Malaysia.
Crayola, Rose Art.
Speaking of Bahamas, Bermuda, Bahama, Melissa, please come back. Mar-a-Lago, Montego, baby, come back to me.
Did you say Mar-a-Lago? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to download a corrupted file on the internet. I'm going to change the name of that corrupted file to paper.exe, and then I'm going to send that corrupted file to my teacher, and then that'll buy me like 12 hours while they're trying to open up a corrupted file, and then I can use that 12 hours to play six more games of Halo.
Okay, this is what I mean. I feel like you're either going to sleep or play Halo.
I think I have to play the Halo, because that's going to put me into a mindset where I'm able to tackle this paper in a very effective way.
Okay, well, Troy, you are deeply stressing me out. Please drink water. It looks and smells like you haven't drank water in several weeks.
I've been drinking Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I found a Mariano's in the loop that sells the Baja Blast. Okay,
wait,
I know it's a limited exclusive.
You can get that outside of Taco Bell?
You can get it in some stores.
Bullshit.
It's seasonal.
Bullshit.
It's seasonal.
Bullshit.
It's seasonal. Okay, you know what, Kyle? You're going to be eating a big bowl of crow when I come up here with my Baja Blast from that Mariano's in the loop that's still open. It's still open. I can still go to the Mariano's.
Hey, go write your paper. Please don't come back here in 10 minutes with Baja Blast. Well, no, you're not writing your paper.
Okay, I'm going to write. Thank you so much, Aaron. I love the show. I'm a huge fan of the show. Kyle, always great to meet you. Go,
Troy.
Go, Wolfsman. Okay.
Always great to meet me.
Always great to meet you.
Hey, Kyle. Troy's really starting to stress me out. This happens like three times a week. Like every time I check in with Troy.
Yeah, he's always putting off to tomorrow what he could get done tonight, and I feel like there is a slight addiction to both Adderall and video games, and I hope his KDR does work itself out.
Yeah, he just, like, it feels like, I don't know, triggering for me. I can't. I have like nightmares often about how I have to write a paper and it's due in a couple hours. So
yeah,
I think that's the last I'll invite him on the show.
Well, that would be a shame, but understandable. Yeah, I have a lot of dreams where I am naked. I'm in school and I'm naked and it's show and tell. And I have to get up in front of the class and show a picture of my wife and tell how she left me. And it is an absolute nightmare. And people are pointing and laughing at my genitals. It is a beast of a dream.
Hey, Aaron, I am back here with another traffic report.
Oh, my goodness. It's Buddy Stevens. Buddy, thank you so much for coming back with the traffic report.
Absolutely.
What did we
Buddy,
see?
Buddy Stevens here with another classic traffic report. Well, Aaron, I am on the street. I am on the street doing some kind of direct traffic reporting. I am on an intersection of North Damon Avenue and Northwestern Avenue. And I got to say, it is empty here. And I... Okay, hold on now. And I am North Damon, Northwestern... Okay, so these are both north-south streets, Aaron. These are streets that do not touch, yet here I am at an intersection. Oh, you know what, Aaron? There's a man standing in the middle of the road. Okay.
Don't go to him.
I'm going to approach this
That's
man,
That's another
Aaron.
Version of you. That's something
no.
bad. That's something sinister. Buddy, walk away.
Aaron, okay, I'm walking around the man, and I cannot quite get to an angle where I can see his face. Seems to be shifting and pulling. Aaron, I am going to attempt to commune with this man, kind of figure out what's going on here. The good news,
buddy, I'm going to need you to run.
And North Damon, no traffic. So
no,
traffic.
Buddy, I'm going to need you to run until you're on two cross streets that you know one goes east to west and one
okay.
goes north to south.
Okay, Aaron, I am running, but I am standing in the same place, and it does not look like I can escape this. It looks like, And yes, he's whispering that this is my destiny. So, Aaron, I'm going to, if you're at North Damon and Northwestern, zero traffic. This is Buddy Stevens.
Buddy, run to the corner of Clark and Belmont, okay. and we'll pick you up.
Aaron, you're fading like an old tube TV. I got to go.
And, Aaron, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but speaking of traffic, this is a perfect time for me to interrupt. This is Mitch and Mookie with Movie Reviews. And this week, Mitch and Mookie, we reviewed the movie Traffic with Benicio
traffic.
Del Toro, directed by Stephen Sondheim. And what a wonderful movie this was.
Who are you?
This is Mitch and Mookie with the movie
review.
This is Mitch with the movie review.
Okay.
With the movie review, guys.
Sweet viewers, I have no idea who these men are. They have somehow gotten to my feed.
So
people in the control room are scrambling to get them out of the show.
Thanks so much for having us, Aaron.
Yeah,
traffic.
Thank you so much. So traffic. So, there's a cartel in Mexico, and the woman from Edge of Tomorrow, she goes down and she meets up with the people. And the color scheme of this movie is just stunning.
Stunning. Now, Aaron, I know what you're thinking. How did we get access to see the movie Traffic before it has even come out?
How did you get on my show?
That well, as you question. Know, it's 1999, and
what?
We saw the movie Traffic, a little bit of a sneak preview. We're friends with Steven Soderbergh.
Hey, I'm so in 2020.
Okay, and I wish I had 20/20 vision to see this movie again.
I fully agreed, Mookie. How many fingers to the sky would you give this?
Thank you so much, Mitch. I gotta tell you, I'm gonna give this my highest rating that I've ever given on a show. I'm gonna give this 2 middle fingers to God's right in his big red eye.
I'm gonna give it a finger and a half to God's red eye. So
I'll tell you, yeah. What really sold it over to me is that Don Cheadle.
Oh.
I love that Don Cheadle.
He's my 100%. He is my war machine. No, thank you, Terrence Howard. Don Cheadle is my war machine. Of course, these are movies that will eventually come out. And
These are movies that have not come out. By the way, Mitch and Mookie, we are movie lovers. One of my favorite pieces of movie trivia is the funniest line that has ever been uttered in the history of cinema.
Okay.
Is Terrence Howard looking at that War Machine costume in Iron Man 1 and saying, "Next time, baby," knowing full well that he will not be in that next movie. That is going to be Don Cheadle, and Don Cheadle is going to be in like 10 more of those fucking things.
Hustle and Flow, more like Hustle. Back to you, Aaron.
Back to you, Aaron.
Okay, that was Mitch and...
Oh, I think his name
Mookie.
Was Mookie.
With movie reviews. Honestly, pretty delightful. I hope they somehow weirdly get into our feed next time we do the show. I wonder... I mean, they're 20 years away from watching Cats, but I can't wait to hear that review. So, let's... Oh, our Next guest is Millie Trainer, a kid who just woke up and waddled into the studio. Hi, Millie.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi, do you need a glass
of milk?
Can
I have a glass of water?
Okay, yeah. Kyle, can you get her a glass of water?
Yeah.
I don't want it from him.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah, that's fair.
I want it from you, please, ma'am.
Okay, I you can say miss. I look sort of young.
Oh, I think they're imprinting on you, Aaron. I think, like baby animals do, I think they're imprinting on you.
Well, she's very sweet. She does think I'm a ma'am and not a miss.
Can I please have my water now, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, sure. And absolutely. And I'm getting you your water from little bloop, bloop, bloop. And here comes the water.
Too cold?
It's sort of room temp.
Warm it up with your hands, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not married.
Still
in my 20s.
Oh.
No, it's not. I'm not looking.
Still in your 20s
barely,
and not
barely.
Married?
Okay, I mean, I'm 29. I'm not really 30 yet. I'm unmarried.
Yikes, ma'am.
It's not that I don't think someone would want to marry me. Maybe I'm just looking for the right
I don't know,
person.
Ma'am. If someone wanted, they probably would have asked by now.
Okay, Millie. Millie, are you having a nightmare? Is that why
no.
you woke up?
No.
Well, I kind of hope that you go back and you have a nightmare.
No,
here's your warm water, Millie.
Honestly, I feel like maybe now I'm kind of having a nightmare because I'm seeing a reality in which a 29-year-old woman isn't married and isn't super concerned about it.
Okay,
but it
Millie, would you
like...
say that to a 29-year-old guy?
What's that?
Would you say the same things to a 29-year-old guy, that it's sad that he's not married?
In front of his wife? Or I don't understand
Millie,
the question.
Oh, Millie.
Oh, speaking of in front of his wife and Millie, here's my cover of Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. I got my hands up, down on my knees, begging you please come back. Melissa, please come back. Whoa, I'm begging you take me back. Whoa.
Sounds like at least he was married. Oh, is that what's going on? You're divorced? That's okay, too.
No, you have to be married to get a divorce, Melly, and I'm not divorced. No one's ever proposed to me.
I have cousins. I have older cousins. I could maybe try to set you up.
No, Melly, how old are they?
I mean, they're like 24, 25, like, which is pretty old for single.
Oh, God. Okay, Melly, good night.
Oh, I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. Yeah. Is it because you eat chips late at night and your face gets puffy? And...
Okay, well, that is a callback to a main feed episode. We didn't mention that in this episode.
You did mention your face was puffy a little earlier on. You just didn't mention why.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fair.
Well,
that's fair.
You have a little rash on your neck as well.
Okay, well, that's from the chips. Okay, Millie.
Uh-huh.
Here's a new game. You go into bed, and we don't get out of bed until we see the sunrise, okay?
Maybe if you spent... more time in bed, you would have like a man who wanted to marry you, if that makes sense.
Millie, this goes to show you don't know shit. I lay in bed all day long.
Okay.
Crying and sleeping.
Lay might be the operative word there. Okay, well, I'm just trying to help. I don't know. I'm just a little kid that woke up in the middle of the night.
Millie, how old are you, may I ask?
Me? I'm 26.
Okay, Millie, 26. Good night. Good night, Millie.
No, well, I can't go back to bed until I bring my husband a snack.
Oh, God. Okay, Millie, you don't need no man. If you're married and you're happy, that's wonderful, but...
I truly do. I mean, you know, he takes care of about half of the chores and half of the income, so I very much do need the man.
Oh, my God.
Millennials really can't survive on their own with what wages are in this country.
I can't believe a 26-year-old is calling me ma'am. Good night, Millie.
Good night, okay. Millie.
I have to go see it to my kids as well. So Jaden and Caden, two beautiful boys.
Okay, happy for you. Happy for
you. Are they twins or?
No, they're not. Jaden just turned 4, and Caden, I guess they're Irish twins because Caden is 3.
Oh, I wish I had twins. Is
this show called Millie on the Side of Coffee, or is it called Aaron on the Side
okay,
of Coffee?
Okay, I'm so concerned with you, but we will be praying.
Waddle back to bed, Millie.
We go to church every Sunday.
Okay, well. What? So, Kyle, let's bring out our next guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have Max Merritt, who's going to teach us how to make a breakfast pizza.
Ooh,
welcome to the show, Max.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron. Now, of course, breakfast pizza is one of the least appreciated types of
Max,
pizzas.
Max, wow, I'm really taken back by your voice. I've only ever read your cookbook, so I'm shocked by the way you sound.
Well, yes. Well, I'm a former magician, so a lot of enunciation, a lot of projection, and a lot of magic in the kitchen. So let's start here. So, Aaron,
well, Max, before we get started, I got a quick question about your breakfast pizza.
Yes?
A lot of our viewers have just woken up and they are ready for breakfast, but a lot of our viewers are high, they're still awake, and they're a little hungry. Does this work for both?
Absolutely. This is for the hungry, the high, and everything in between. So, Aaron, what I'm going to have you do, I'm gonna have you put your hands behind your back, and I'm going to put my hands through the holes that you just formed with your arms, and this will be a fun thing where it looks
ooh,
like
you cracked my back.
Whoops, sorry. I meant to crack an egg.
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So for your viewers, it's going to look like you're cooking, but in a sort of fun Ryan Stiles way, I'm actually the one putting everything together. So let's grab some eggs here. Whoops, one just cracked on your face.
Hey, Max, you're really here for a cooking segment and not a comedy segment. Please don't be funny.
Okay, of course. And let's take this egg and where did it go? The egg has disappeared.
Oh, we actually are going to go back to Buddy. Buddy's telling
is this your egg?
That he has an egg. An egg came out of nowhere and landed in his hands. Buddy, I know you're in a different kind of plane right now, dimensional plane. What happened with an egg?
Thank you so much, Aaron. Thanks for throwing it back to me. Now, I guess it may be a little mix up with the producers. I'm not in a different dimensional plane, although I may be in a dimensional plane. It looks like I am in a red eye plane. Now, the entire plane is completely empty, save for, well, it looks like this this boy. So, Aaron, I'm going to attempt to communicate with this boy. And, oh, okay, as I approached him, he dissolved into snakes. And now there are snakes on the plane. Aaron, I am just having one heck of a Monday today. But I am going to figure out where we are going. I can hear some whispers coming from the cockpit. So that's the direction that I'm going
to
head.
Thank you so much, buddy.
And Aaron, sorry to interrupt here. This is Mitch and Mookie back with another Mitch and Mookie.
I was
going to
ask, did you make it to the mid-2000s? Have you seen snakes on a plane? What'd you think?
We have not, but as the pilot mentioned, there's been a mix-up with the producers. We have flash-forwarded to 2008 to watch Matthew Broderick be his best and Nathan Lane be his loudest. We have seen the...
Now, Nathan Lane is no Zero Mostel, but I still give this two thumbs up to the big red eye in the sky. This movie is wonderful.
And Matthew Broderick is a one-to-one with Gene Wilder. Same charisma, same hair, everything's the same.
I feel like
probably killed someone in a car accident in Ireland.
Yeah, I heard he ran over Irish twins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Aaron. Mookie?
Okay, they're breaking up. We're going to go quickly back to Kent Lewis, who has an update on weather for us. Kent?
Hey, this is Kent. I'm whispering because there's someone else in the building, and I don't know what they want. Aaron, please call the police.
Thank you so much, Kent. We'll come back to you in the next hour or so. Let's go to Roy Walker with sports. Roy, you know I don't give a shit about most sports. Anything fun to tell me?
Aaron, I've got a ton of fun to tell you, okay? The world of sports is exploding. Now, not in Chicagoland, where everybody is fast asleep at being 3:26 a.m., but we are going to take you to the wild world of Uzbekistan basketball. That's right. They are playing right now in Uzbekistan, and we are betting. We've got the Uzbekistan Mountain Tigers versus the Uzbekistan Jungle Cats. Right now, the score is tied up at 21-26, and we are in what I can only assume is the first half. I do not speak, read, or understand the language of Uzbekistan.
Can I put $10 on whatever team is favored to win?
Aaron, I would be honored to put a $10 bet on the Mountain Tigers for you, but the minimum bet is in Uzbekistan currency. Again, I don't understand the translation or the convergence rates, but when I give the man $10, he looks at me with pleading eyes and does the more, more, more motion with his hand.
So I
just don't think $10 is going to cut it.
We couldn't afford a helicopter ride, one single helicopter ride for Buddy, but we could afford to send you to Uzbekistan.
Ah, no, I have not been sent to Uzbekistan. I am here awaiting trial. I was deported back to Uzbekistan for crimes I committed as a youth. Don't worry, it was just shoplifting. I was shoplifting here on vacation as a child, and so I am back to face up and face the music. But I'm having a great time while I'm here. I'm betting on basketball. I'm having the time of my life. I have a man who can get me into Turkmenistan. I believe that I could be. I'm going to hide in a van and be extricated from the country. From there, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to Iran. I have a lot of friends in Iran. My friends in Iran can get me, I think, to the United Arab Emirates, in which I will be shipped underground, I don't know how, to Saudi Arabia. Once I'm in Saudi Arabia, Aaron, I'm back to Egypt with my people. My parents, who have a timeshare in Egypt.
And Roy, then, can you just recap that part for us just really quick, what the journey?
Absolutely. Mountain Tigers versus Jungle Cats. Score 22-26. $10, not enough to bet. I am on trial for a crime I committed as a youth. I'm going to go to Turkmenistan by way of being smuggled to Iran. Iran to the United Arab Emirates, underground into Saudi Arabia to my parents' timeshare in Egypt. And from there, I'm in France. Once I'm in France, I'm going to have a baguette from a store. Then I'm back to the United States, where I will again be arrested and stand trial for shoplifting.
And sorry to interrupt. But Vlad Uno takes the ball down court, slam, bam, 3-point shoot, dunking alley-oop, unbelievable game. That's it for Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Okay, so it is the Mountain Tigers, and looks like I'm out a lot for the bets that I've placed. Oh, good news, though. They are putting me in a van, so I guess I'm on my way to Turkmenistan, and
right.
The plan
is
convincing.
I will definitely never see you again. Good luck, and definitely try to write
peace,
it down.
Buddy. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry, guys. I don't think that anything bad's going to happen to me, and if it does, I can always zorp myself into the clouds.
Well, thank you so much for that, Roy. We're coming to the end of our show here, and we'll definitely do our last segment. But I just want to thank Buddy Stevens in traffic, Kent Lewis for weather, Roy Walker for sports, Millie Trainer, you can go to hell. Christian Reed, you can also go to hell. Salt and Mimosa's disgusting. Mitch and Mookie, who the fuck are you? What? I don't even get what your thing is. How did this even happen? Troy Farmer, please write your papers just a couple hours early. Start at 8 p.m. You can take a 2 a.m. nap, but please start writing early. Thank you, Kyle. You played too loud for the morning.
Thank you so much. And if you don't mind, I do have another sneak preview here. Here's a little Disney cover off my new album. There you see her. Sleeping with another man. You don't have a right to cry, but you sure as hell miss her.
Wah, and you try. Wah, 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 wah.
And you try, and you try, and you try, and you try. You got to win her back.
Okay, so this, you didn't play piano at all for this one. You're just mumbling that into the mic. Seems like you're making this up as you go along. Your life is sad, Kyle.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me,
Aaron. But I'm happy you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
And let's go to our last segment where I call and I wake up my friends, Adel and JPC, and I ask them how they like today's show because they definitely, for sure, always watch every day at 3 a.m. Let's see. I will call JPC first. Let's see. Two kissing. And I got a spider. And JPC.
Hey. Ringing. Hello.
Hi, JPC. It's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. What's up? Oh, my God. I'm on the air.
Oh, you are watching.
What?
You are watching.
Yeah, of course I'm watching. I always watch.
That's really nice.
Oh, my God.
That's really sweet.
Aaron, I got to say, I love the show. I caught the intro. I caught you introducing Kyle. And then it's just been a black screen for like 20, 22, 25, 30 minutes. So I'm not sure.
Did you shut off the TV?
Nope. I could hear maybe like whispers coming from behind the TV, but it was just a black screen. And now it's back on and now I can see you. But I love the show. I'm a big fan. It is like this every day. It is just the intro and then the black screen and then the whispers from the black screen. So just, Aaron, I love the show and you're great on it.
Okay, you could have lied to me.
I'm sorry?
You could have lied to me.
I guess I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, I just did this whole show, and you didn't see most of it.
Okay, no, Hey, you're mostly alone for the morning show, right?
Yeah, why?
There's a little boy, yeah, standing behind you.
Yeah, he's going to turn into snakes, so just be careful. Have a good night, or morning. Thanks, JPC, for watching.
All right, I'm always awake.
Okay. and calling Adel, which is, okay, beam says one, math blasters, plus, okay, and hello, oh, it's ringing, and hello?
Hello?
Adel, you're on the air.
Is what I would say if I was up right now.
Oh, fuck.
Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Hey, Adel, it's me, Aaron. We were going to offer you $1 billion if you were watching the show and you didn't tune in, so...
Hey, Aaron. Hey. It's JPC. I just picked up Adel's phone. Yeah, I knew we probably wouldn't be up. I knew you were going to call him next, so I came right over here. I drove right over here. We do live on the same street, maybe 45 blocks away from each other. But I came over here. I'm going to shake him awake, okay? I'm going to go up to his room, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow. This is a pretty nice place. I love this place. Go up the stairs here. Adel, wake up, it's JPC.
Is it the boy? Is it the boy back?
No. Huh? Yeah, well, yes, he is. Aaron's on the show. The boy's behind her. She wants to say hello.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Adel, how did you like my show today?
What a show. Fun stuff.
What was your favorite
stuff.
Part?
You.
Aw.
Good answer.
That's really nice. That's really sweet. I feel like I wasn't my best self today, so I really appreciate that.
No, you were great. Aaron, you know, puffy face and all, you're outstanding. I'm so happy
for
you.
How did you know I had a puffy face?
I just assumed. And JPC and I, we're so happy for you. We're not jealous in the slightest, so.
We're not jealous in the slightest. We're so truly happy for you.
Do you think it's bad that I'm not married and no one's proposed to me and I'm 29?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we tell you that all the time.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Zorp.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Aaron on the Side of Coffee. I'm Ben Aaron Keefe. Good night, good morning, and I'll see you, Neptune.
Bye forever.
So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and M. Mulvey Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.